Then Jesus left and went away to the territory near the city of Tyre. He went into a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. But he could not stay hidden. A woman, whose daughter had an evil spirit in her, heard about Jesus and came to him at once and fell at his feet. The woman was a Gentile, born in the region of Phoenicia in Syria. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter, but Jesus answered, "Let us first feed the children. It isn't right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." "Sir," she answered, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's leftovers." So Jesus said to her, "Because of that answer, go home, where you will find that the demon has gone out of your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed. The demon had indeed gone out of her. Jesus then left the neighborhood of Tyre and went on through Sidon to Lake Galilee, going by way of the territory of the 10 towns. Some people brought him a man who was deaf and could hardly speak, and they begged Jesus to place his hands on him. So Jesus took him off alone, away from the crowd, put his fingers on the man's ears, spat, and touched the man's tongue. Then Jesus looked up to heaven, gave a deep groan, and said to the man, "Ephphatha," which means "open up." At once the man was able to hear. His speech impediment was removed, and he began to talk without any trouble. Then Jesus ordered the people not to speak of it to anyone. But the more he ordered them not to do so, the more they told it. And all who heard were completely amazed. "How well he does everything," they exclaimed. "He even causes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak."